The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, A Fresh Start, Declutter Your Home, Body, and Mind This Spring with Insights from Experts in Design, Wellness, and Mindfulness. Drop the dustpan, give the disinfectant spray a break, and get ready to redefine the way you spring clean. While this is typically the time of year when we scrub down our homes and wash away all traces of a long winter, there are ways to get one's house in order this season that don't involve traditional chores. Instead, we propose a total refresh that allows a sweep out of clutter, dirt, and negativity from the three places where we live: the house, the mind, and the body. We consulted experts for help to get there. Cancel the clutter in the home. When we hoard, it's not out of physical need, but really more out of emotional and psychological need, says Melva Green, MD, a psychiatrist known for her work on A&E's hoarders. Look at what you're holding on to. That tells you everything about what's going on in your inner world. She says areas of disarray have more power than we realize, blocking us emotionally and even romantically. Clutter blocks the flow of abundance because there is no space for it. In deciding what to remove from your space, Green says the first task is to be kind to yourself as you look within. Ask yourself, why is this here? What does it represent? She suggests. Dare to look at the things you have not wanted to see. Then make a distinction between need and want. From there, it becomes easier to let things go. Cast out the mess. Tips on clearing out from interior designer Monica Reese. 1. Create order by using organization systems and only allowing 3 items on a surface. 2. Make peace with purging old gifts. First, re-experience the joy. The giver felt joy when they bought the gift for you, and you experience joy when you received it. But you don't have to keep holding on to things that are broken or that you just simply don't use. 3. Buy items bigger than a pineapple and leave knickknacks alone. Lighten the mood. They don't call it a color scheme for nothing. Interior designer Monica Reese wants you to be intentional about hues in your home. She recommends a fresh coat of paint to revitalize your space. When I think about brightening, color is the first thing that pops in my mind, she says. It's the least expensive way to make the biggest visual impact. Whites are trending, but yellows are making a comeback. The color yellow exudes joy, but you don't want to go too bright, says Reese. It has to be a subtle gray undertone. Just a hint of that soft yellow is going to give you positive energy. You can also include light fixtures in honeycomb shades that make you think of sunshine, or consider lamps and recess lights. Adding light to a room totally transforms it, Reese adds. It brightens everything so much. Detox differently your body. Detoxing your body from things that taste good but aren't good for you doesn't have to be a grueling situation, says Lauren Powell, MD, family medicine physician and culinary medicine specialist. Start with some intentions, she suggests. Like, I'm going to eat raw for a week because I want to incorporate more raw foods into my diet. The way we eat and how we translate this into the rest of our lives is important. She encourages us to embrace such wholesome habits and avoid more dangerous short-term options. We have to stay away from some of the teas and pills people take, she says. There are better ways to safely detox by simply eating the healthy foods we have access to every day. Detox do's and don'ts. Family medicine physician and the culinary doctor Lauren Powell breaks it down. First, don't do anything extreme in practice or duration. Secondly, if you do only one thing, eat less processed foods. There's so much sugar in many things that we eat. Avoid white sugar and simple sugars. Have meatless days. Incorporate raw meals during the week. 3. Instead of focusing on what you need to have less of, relish what you can have. Transform your transformation. To achieve success on a health and wellness journey, be realistic. Create sustainable goals, advises trainer of The Biggest Loser, fame and host of the podcast Work Out the Doubt, Dolvit Kitsi. I'm not going to eat burgers for 3 weeks. I'm going to go to bed 2 hours earlier. I'm going to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then one day on the weekend. Those are simple, attainable actions that create lifestyle changes, as opposed to I've got to lose 20 pounds. And if you do fall off the wagon, always give yourself grace. Ask yourself, what am I going to do to forgive myself for the lapse, says Kintz. Take an action based on your answer. For example, you could say, well, I took it in. Now I'm going to burn it off. Then forget about it and move on. Cultivate peace in your mind. When Morgan Harper Nichols thinks of peace, the poet and author of Peace is a Practice, an invitation to breathe deep and find a new rhythm for life, thinks of the calm of a river. She also thinks of an active practice one has to maintain. With that in mind, the music you listen to, the people in your circle, and the sources of joy you already have readily available are incredibly important. Peace is not the annihilation of discomfort, she says. There are things that we have to address in our lives, in the world, in our body. Because all of that is so much, we have to be intentional about where we are getting filled up so we can be equipped to be who we need to be in the world. She proposes seeking out experiences that help you feel whole. Think, what do I need to do today to find peace? Nichols says, what do I need in this very hour to just feel a little less stressed? Who can I turn to for help? Don't be ashamed of asking those questions over and over again. Peace is not a one and done thing. This is how we extend grace to ourselves during difficult times. Nick's negative thoughts. Licensed mental health therapist Sam King offers tips on beating the blues. First, always validate your feelings. Second, avoid being judgmental about your thoughts. As long as you're human, your mind is going to go in many different directions because that's just how the brain works. Understand that troubling thoughts are not a reflection of your character, but you'll need to figure out why and when you started having such thoughts to get to the root of them. Third, seek out a licensed mental health therapist with whom you can build trust to help you process what you're thinking and feeling. The power of positivity. One key to optimistic living is learning to not be consumed by negative thoughts. We all have them, and they should be acknowledged, if only to understand their source. Once you do that, you're able to recognize that most of the time, these thoughts don't come from you, says Sam King, licensed mental health therapist. They come from external sources. Awareness of this allows you to come up with a game plan to help break the cycle of negative thinking so it won't perpetuate. Your plan can include choosing to end contact with people who contribute to negativity in your life, or creating affirmations and an inner dialogue to drown out external noise. Also, watch what you consume online, as that can foster pessimism and pettiness. Create a routine, advises Sam King. Decide how much time you're going to spend on the internet, then get off and do something else. Have a system and stay accountable to it so you can protect your precious emotional resources. The next article is titled Choosing Choice. Essence CEO Caroline explores purpose, leadership, culture, and community in an intimate C-suite conversation. We believe that Black women are the chief executive officers of their homes and communities. This column focuses on helping every Black woman recognize the chief that already exists within her by introducing her to the chiefs who live among us, like Lisa Wardell. For 5 years, Wardell served as CEO of Adtalem Global Education, formerly DeVry University, where she championed changing the education system at scale for diverse areas. Last August, she was appointed the executive chairman of their board of directors. Here, Wardell shares how she lives with intentionality and choice. Caroline asks the question, let's start here. Who is Lisa? Lisa responds, I am a person who is driven by legacy, responsibility to her community and culture. And there are several cultures. I'm an awesome mom sometimes and an awesome executive the rest of the time. Caroline asks, you were very specific about emphasizing several cultures. Can you break that down? Lisa said, I have cultures that are genetic and inherited by me. I am a Black woman. My father is from Trinidad and Tobago. My mother is English, but I also have cultures that are a choice for me. One is Liberia. It is a second home for me because I spent so much time there working. And the second is Barbados. In 2018, I went there to open a medical school for Adtalem. I got to be very close with the Prime Minister, Mia Motley. She stands for the same things I stand for. So I have some cultures that are mine and some that are chosen. Caroline said, can we talk about the word failure, which is a word, especially for Black women, we have been told is taboo. You don't fail. You can't fail. If you fail, you're done. That's just the pressure we put on ourselves versus this idea of what I believe is the Black woman superpower, which is failure recovery. Nobody recovers like us. Lisa says, if women, Black women, are having a hard time with that concept, failure, what I do and what I would encourage people to do is just run through your mind this one simple sentence. In the mainstream, white male world to be a successful entrepreneur, there's an absolute mantra that you have got to fail at least 3 times. It is celebrated. It is touted as part of a track record, and it is capitalized in the venture community. All we need to do is figure out what our tagline is for how failure is, in fact, success for us. For those who have daughters, when you have a daughter, you see it differently. My daughter is 9. I started noticing she was saying sorry a lot. Like, I'm sorry I didn't get my shoes on time. Or, I'm sorry. And I realized that the only time somebody says, I'm sorry, is if they think something has such importance that they did it wrong. Or they failed. Or they're not good at something. And so it really helped me change my mindset. Contributors. Grace White, Essence Copy Chief, is a self-professed word nerd with a genuine love of language, responsible for the verbal flow and grammatical accuracy of the text in the magazine. She has been leading the team that ensures the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed for 13 years. Her ultimate goal is to deliver error-free, polished articles that writers will be proud of and readers will find informative and empowering. In her limited spare time, the lifelong learner, a Jamaican transplant who is currently based in Brooklyn, is on a never-ending quest to find the best beef patties outside of the island. Shishi Pendleton is a creative director and stylist from Philadelphia. Born Shalita Pendleton, she continues to make a name for herself globally. Following a successful stint in sales at St. Laurent in LA, she officially launched her own company, providing creative direction, wardrobe styling, and brand strategy for various clients. The respect she receives in the industry has led opportunities with luxury lines such as Mornay and Lanvin, as well as Philly-based fashion retailer Joan Shep. Collaborating with Offset to style him and the children for this month's cover story, The Safe House was a rewarding assignment for her. Veronica Wells has dedicated her entire career to writing for and about Black women. She served as an editor for MadamMemoir.com for more than 10 years, covering the lifestyle and culture beats. Wells is the author of the novel Better Days and of You'll Be All Right, a question and answer journal. The founder of NoSugarNoCreamMag.com, which specializes in unsweetened, realer-than-real stories of Black women, profiled the red-hot comedian Quinta Brunson in From BuzzFeed to Broadcast for this issue. The next article is titled Dream Team, Booked, Blessed, and Busy was my mantra when the thick of producing this issue of the magazine overlapped with the 15th anniversary of Black Women in Hollywood. Whenever an editorial ball was about to fall due to too little bandwidth, the print production team stepped in and said, I got you. I'm ever grateful to rock stars Joseph Colucci, Bridget Bartlett Royal, and Grace White for keeping the pages moving for our 52nd anniversary issue. As senior entertainment editor Brandy Victorian writes in the Cardi B and Offset cover story, The Safe House, this issue has been in the works for months, and Brandy especially pulled double duty, wrangling the BWIH honorees as well as producing their respective digital covers. Newly minted senior lifestyle editor Victoria ensured that we looked at the full spectrum of motherhood, all the while participating in the Disney Dreamers Academy. She edited The Kids Are Not All Right, examining the rise in suicide among our youth, and A Mother's Love, a glimpse at the joy Vanessa Williams will have celebrating her first Mother's Day as a grandmother alongside her daughter, Jillian Hervey. For Freedom Food, Victoria also squeezed in time for a conversation with Chef Nicole Taylor, who is releasing the first cookbook highlighting Juneteenth. The dedication, passion, and sense of purpose that everyone on this editorial team holds for honoring Black women through beautiful storytelling is unmatched. Educating, inspiring, and saluting Black women will always come first for us, always. This was by Corey Murray, deputy editor. The next article is titled Zenned Out, Styled Out. Style and beauty editor Blake Newby shares how a fashionable few days with Nordstrom transformed her mind, body, and soul. Since the pandemic, athleisure wear has assumed a much more prominent position in my life. It strikes that perfect balance between comfort and style and makes me feel as if I have my stuff together on those days when I don't step foot outside of my tiny apartment. However, when it came to shopping for athleisure, Nordstrom, synonymous with more elevated apparel, wasn't where I would normally turn. That changed during the transformative escape with the retailer to Golden Door deep in the valleys of San Marcos, California. During four fanciful days, I rebalanced and recentered while dressed in Nordstrom's activewear selections from head to toe. Think Ivy Park beanies, Bombas socks, and Nike sneakers. I fully immersed myself in the spa's diverse offerings of early morning hikes, strength and core building, Pilates classes, swims in heated pools, meditation among the palm trees, and even acupuncture appointments that turned into therapy sessions. The megastore's monumental foray into activewear didn't come into existence suddenly. Over the last 18 months, we have launched a new active site experience that enables our customers to discover active brands in new ways by searching an activity or category, in addition to discovering fitness and wellness advice, expert tips, and product and performance guides, says Lori Martin, VP, Divisional Merchandise Manager, Activewear and Performance. Additionally, we have introduced more than 75 new active brands, including an innovative partnership with Tonal to grow our presence in the fitness and wellness space. The robust activewear department is now a one-stop shop for many of the most sought-after labels, including Nordstrom, Made Brand Zella. Our team has been working hard to curate an assortment that reflects current fashion trends, Martine explains, without compromising on performance. To this, I can happily attest. The next article is titled On Point. As American Ballet Theatre returns for the new season, the company's first Black CEO shares what's on the horizon beyond the stage. The first thing Janet Roley will tell you about herself sums up the very attitude that has propelled her into executive positions at CNN, BET, and, until last year, Beyoncé's Parkwood Entertainment. I have a saying, I like to be about it before I talk about it, she says with a laugh. For Roley, the daughter of Caribbean immigrants who started dancing at the Y as a child, that meant the decision to become American Ballet Theatre's first Black CEO had to be carefully weighed beforehand. It's nice to be the first, but I am absolutely determined not to be the last, says the 60-year-old as the summer dance season arrives. Here, Roley speaks about her time at ABT and its new beginnings. Essence asks the question, you've held C-suite roles at top companies, but early in your career, dance was at the center. You graduated undergrad with a dance degree before heading to Columbia Business School for your MBA. These days, do you think of yourself as a creative first or as an executive? Roley responds, I think of myself as an artist first because I believe business is an art as much as it is a science. Art is what makes the best business people successful. There are lots of different ways to look at problems, challenges, and opportunities. There's a level of creativity in your thought processes and the way you see the world, or the way that you see an audience or a consumer base or a product. That is really the difference between business people we admire most and the ones I could describe as maybe financially successful but not admired in the same way that we admire artists. Essence asks the question, the ballet world has been deeply criticized. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.